First time in how long?
All the efforts to just get there.
They gave everything that they had to play the Nationals in that Cup Series, and then they're done.
Honestly, I never would have done that.
Nationals got a albatross somewhere. Maybe Martinez will make a difference, but. Zobrist got to start out there, right? I think you're going to see more of that. I think you're going to see him on the bench.
Maybe put out more on the split with him.
I think happen, Amari get more at bats out there.
I like the guy. I feel bad for him, but now we're going on more than 2 seasons with the data that we can't hit right now.
I tell you, they don't win the World Series without him.
No, but.
But. It's a lot of salary.
I mean, if you're going to give up 3 or 4 out of the game, I hope so.
Yeah.
Better maybe better.
It's still bad. Obviously there are other, looking at 2 games, but there's, you can't give up that spot in the league. John, when is the home opener?
Thursday.
I can't get used to you. Now I'm, every other week I get to see you. I can't get used to it. Lucky me. Or lucky you, I don't know. Or unlucky both, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. And do pet you than me or what? Seniority? Or no? I'd rather have Michael after her or whatever.
Room and speakers were in a room.
Oh, go in order of seniority, Jen?
Yeah. You tell him that.
Who, yes? We're going to make Chief go last?
No, Chief first, but seniority
no, off. It would be order of seniority, so that would mean. Oh, yeah. No, he would go first then.
You too, yeah. You
us,
still
our
us.
Seniority? Okay.
If you go in order of seniority, you go bing, bing, bing.
Oops, wait a minute. Let me open this up.
Or we go in order of height, and then I go first. Whatever you want to do, I don't care.
Alphabet, we would
You're
go.
You're such fun.
I would go first, alphabet.
You would?
I would,
so
yeah.
Let Trustee Guerra go first. She's going to be the chief here.
Public safety first, and you guys do whatever you want.
Perfect.
And we'll all feel safer for
it's
it.
It's kind of what I said, wasn't it?
Okay.
Ladies first.
We're such fun people.
Pat, Dan, and Mike.
Here.
Yes.
Trustee Guerra?
Here.
Start over. Trustee Garrett?
Here.
Trustee Calandrella?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Public safety, approval of minutes?
Madam Chair?
Trustee Carroll?
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Safety Committee of March 5th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Allowing a tower lease at 14600 South Ravinia.
Chief, you want to?
Over the past several years, we've had a number of companies that are pretty aggressive trying to put towers in different places. In particular, the proposal to put a tower at a private location on Ravinia. A lot of work by our development services director resisting that because of the location and people aren't going to have the towers. After a lot of negotiations, finally an offer was made initially to tear down our current tower to put up another tower that we would lease back from them, which is a complete non-starter. The tower we had put up by Mid America a number of years ago was built to hold some cellular applications, two in particular. So ultimately, this limited partnership decided they wanted to lease on our tower at about 120 foot level.
Yes, it is.
Our computers are on Verizon Wall. In years past, they've actually put out additional portable units to beef up the cellular service in and around the mall during the holiday shopping time. So I think it's a win-win for everyone in a good compromise. If you're looking at our development services, pushing that real hard because they were pushing real hard on us.
Sure. You mentioned there's room for two arrays on there. Is that one ours and theirs, or is there room for another besides those two?
One more.
Okay.
You have a laser we can point at what part of the tower we're talking about, or no? Yeah, okay.
There we go.
Okay.
One other question, and it's probably better for Carrie, Development Services Director. The fence is going to be cedar boards. Any chance that we get them to spring for aluminum so we don't have to worry about maintenance over the 5 years? No. Just thinking it's less maintenance, less headaches for us to chase them down if somebody hits the fence.
We can ask them for that.
We can ask.
Yeah.
I think that would be better. Okay. Any other questions from you?
Maybe
from the audience? Trustee Candrell.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass ordinance entitled ordinance authorizing tower lease. Tower lease.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Village Code Amendment Appendix B fine schedule on Title IX ordinance.
Madam Chairman, this is just to clean up a couple of ordinances, not one of reckless conduct. Rather than just being 250, this would change the range from 250 to $1,000, as well as the handicap fine, which is cleaned up the whole ordinance back in June of last year. I thought we put it in there. I don't think we did. And this just cleans that up.
Okay, when we had the reckless ordinance before us last time. But this puts the fee, the penalties, and breaks it out. So any questions from the committee or from the audience?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that a village board to pass an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Amending Appendix B, Fine Schedule, and Title IX of the Orland Park Village Code in regard to the imposition of fines and penalties.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Chief.
Parks and Recreation approval of minutes.
Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Parks and Rec Committee of March 5th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Brentwood Park redesign.
Question. Mr. Chair, Parks and Grounds issued an RFP for the redesign for the renovations of Brentwood Park with the option to bid on the construction management of the project. We had two companies submit proposals. We interviewed both. Both have done work for the village in the past, one being Upland Design, which did Veterans Park for us last year and is currently under contract to do the Nature Center. The other was Planning Resources, who used to be Carrie's Development Services watchdog there. They were, I put an eyeball on everything. After interviews, they're both well qualified to do the project. Upland did present a proposal that was about $14,000 less than Planning Resources, so we're recommending to move forward with awarding them the contract.
Any questions from the audience?
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
Just a question. I don't know if it's just this week's or this meeting's tabulations, but on the RFPs, RFQs, that makes reference to C summary attached or C bid attached. Nothing was attached as far as those. So just for future reference, we'll kind of get it from the history, what it was talking about, but
yeah, a couple things. Realize that, yes, that's usually attached to the,
yeah,
to the tabulation.
So just, yeah, in the future. Because there's a response to this check and another tab, but neither one of them actually have the kind of the breakdowns.
Every now and then that happens.
Yeah. No big deal.
Any further questions? Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve the proposal from Upland Design Limited of Plainfield, Illinois, in the amount not to exceed $20,730 for the design and construction management of Brentwood Park redesign, RFP number 18-013.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Orland Park Police Station Stewardship.
Mr. Chair, this is a renewal of a stewardship that we currently had in place with the police department. It expired December 31st. I'm getting ready to start the year off again. Piso is one of our main ecological vendors. They had the contract, and we're recommending to renew the contract with them.
Okay. And this is going to be the natural setting as it currently
correct
is.
Correct, with a controlled burn in 2019.
We just didn't forget to cut the grass, right?
Mm-hmm. Talk offline on that.
Okay. Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Ladies first.
Yep.
I sent you something I saw in one of the
about the controlled burn in oak
yeah
trees.
Yeah, wondering.
We're looking into that a little bit. The only area that we ever even burned that has oak trees would be Humphrey Woods.
That's what I thought, yeah.
We actually had a resident stop by the building last week, and we're supposed to be reaching back out to her this week to talk to her, but it's kind of hit or miss. I mean, I wouldn't say these are developing any further. Most of these trees are in a state of decline as we continually have to remove oak trees because of hazards.
Yeah.
Moving forward, though, yeah, we can reach out to ISA and IAA.
Easy for you to say.
To get a little further insight. That's International Society of Arboriculture and Illinois Arborist Association.
Yeah, I think that information came from the University of Michigan or something. Was saying
I think that's what it was. It was an interesting read.
Yeah, at least for oaks. Yeah, okay.
But yeah, we'll dig a little bit further into it. That's not scheduled to be burned again until 2019, so.
Good.
Trustee Carroll.
I just noticed in the legislation text, it mentions a best practices management report from 2011 that contained bids. I might assume that this PISO is a specialist, and that's why we're not rebidding
PISO
it.
PISO and V3 were the two main vendors that came out of that report that we typically reach out to for costs for projects of this nature. It's a pretty small field. Even trying to get third bids sometimes, or third proposals from companies, is pretty difficult.
Okay.
Trustee, or the committee chair referenced to me last Friday to possibly to, within the next year or two, to possibly go back out for another proposal for that. So,
great minds think alike.
On occasion.
Am I correct that Pizzo was involved in the design of this police station and also that whole green space?
I'm not sure if they were actually involved in the design.
They're nodding behind you.
They were. Okay, I wasn't.
You didn't have the eyes behind your head to see it.
I know they've had the project for many years.
That's they've been involved from the very beginning. And then when we started, once the police department was completed, and we started having complaints about the quality of the plantings and the look of them. Yeah. We brought Pizzo back in because they really are probably, you know, the gold star in doing these type of projects.
Right, and that's when they made the change and kind of put a border around it all. Right. Looks much better with that. I think they did a nice job.
Motion.
Looking for a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that a village board to approve the continued stewardship of the Orland Park Police Station for the years 2018, 19, and 20 to Pizzo and Associates Limited for an amount not to exceed $29,150, which includes a controlled burn in 2019.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Churchill Pond site ID number 29-11, shoreline restoration and stabilization.
Mr. Chair, this is very similar to the police department. There was some work conducted at Churchill Pond a little over a year ago, some pipe work. Water elevation apparently was artificially elevated, so it sat a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. And now that the pipe has been repaired, the water level is a little bit lower, and the shoreline is in need of some restoration stabilization. Again, we reached out to both of our ecological vendors, V3 and Pizzo. In this instance, V3 came back with better pricing, plus the additional planting of some plugs at about $6,000 less in cost than Pizzo. So we're opting to go with V3 on this award.
Any questions from the audience? From the committee?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Gere.
I move to recommend to the village board to approve the stewardship of Churchill Pond for 2018, 2019, and 2020 to V3 Construction Group for an amount not to exceed a total of $28,955.50.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I want that 50 cents rounded down.
Yes, ma'am.
Finance Committee approval of minutes.
Madam Chair.
You say Madam
I
Chair?
I mean, Mr. Chair.
He does this to me all the time. I could see if I had even a slight hint of a feminine look, but bald head and goatee, I just don't get it. But Trustee Calandrillo.
Mike, I'm used to two women both sides of me.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Finance Committee of March the 5th, 2018. For the record, I had both Trustee Patricia Guerra and Carol Ruzick. So I had two females on both sides of me.
So maybe the Carol connection, it just kind of throws you off. Is there a second?
Apparently. A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Budget adjustments for first quarter 2018.
Andy, you want to just kind of give us a quick rundown?
These are really just cleanup. The first item on there, the CMAP contribution, was missed when we actually drafted the 2018 budget, so we added that on. And then the second two items are just moving funds from money from one fund to another for maintenance and of grounds.
So a major miss of slightly over $2,000. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the committee? Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I almost did it again. Mr. Chairman.
Get up and leave. Trustee Guerra.
I move to recommend to the village board to approve increasing the fiscal year 2018 expenditure budget by $2,200.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Amendment to hotel operators accommodations tax.
Anyone just going to give us a quick breakdown?
Sure.
On this too?
Sure. So currently we have one hotel in town that we collect a 4% hotel tax from on room reservations. A number of years ago, the city of Bedford Park, as well as the village of Lombard, filed a suit against Expedia for collecting hotel tax on reservations that are made online through these online travel companies. The state did not approve that case. It went to the federal courts. The federal courts did overrule that. So now they, if we modify our ordinance to include certain language that allows for the collection of tax from these online travel companies, they will begin to collect those taxes and pay us those taxes on a quarterly basis. So this is just a modification to our current ordinance to allow for that.
Any questions from the audience? Any questions from the committee?
I have one.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, and I don't know for sure that you know the answer to this, but I understand in April, the Supreme Court is hearing the state's rights on internet sales tax?
Yes.
Are we optimistic? I mean, that for all communities, that would be a big save if they could just institute that sales tax. And I think, speaking for myself, and I do like Amazon, I don't use it to avoid tax. I use it for convenience.
For convenience, yeah. You know, I don't really have a feeling one way or another. It would be phenomenal if that does go through for all municipalities that are dependent on sales tax, but I really don't have a good feeling for it one way or another.
I will add that the state is now looking at proposing some statute pertaining to that, similar of the same state that's being heard by the Supreme Court. So we'll see.
South Dakota.
We have our federal lobbyists keeping us updated on these.
Do we need to march on them and say how easily this could make so many communities whole?
Yeah.
If they would only do it by the address of the purchaser.
And currently, the way the Supreme Court's looked at it and the way the federal statutes have looked at it is there has to be a business nexus for the vendor
right.
and the state involved. But the current makeup of the court's fairly business leaning, so I'm not holding my breath.
And I still, I think I mentioned to you, I had an incident over Christmas where a friend made a purchase online from Amazon, asked me to buy two more for her because they limited her to two. Our sales tax was different. We live in the same zip code. Why was the sales tax applied differently? No clue. And it was like a dollar.
Yeah.
But, you know, how many times does that happen? And now we've got money.
It may have been shipped from a different location when you bought it versus when she bought it. So it just...
It was within minutes of each other.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows where the warehouses came in, but it just struck me as very strange.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a big purchase. It was like $20.
And I think that's part of the conversation is how is that tax is going to be collected? How is it going to be calculated? How is it going to be remitted to the state? So there's a lot, even if it's approved, there's going to be a lot to work out to get the right amount to the right municipalities.
And the current tax is 6.25%. Is that right?
The current state tax.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Because I kept trying to figure out what it was, and that's what I decided. Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Calandrillo?
I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled an ordinance amending the Orland Park Village Code Title 7, Chapter 7, Section 777.
Ooh. Who did that?
Are we leaving off the parenthetical?
Would you like hotel operation accommodation tax?
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I feel like we should go to the casino for that.
Position of Village President, recommend ordinance.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Gura.
Would you like me to present this?
Well, yeah, you can present it, and we'll have a second for discussion.
Okay, this is an item that I brought forward and started the standard procedure because I think there's been much discussion and needs to be much more about that position. It's very difficult without clearly outlined parameters for the full-time position versus the part-time mayor's position. And we aren't clear in it. I don't think anyone has a good understanding of it. So I guess I don't know if there'll be a clear vote or a vote on this ordinance tonight. But regardless, I'd like to see this go forward to the full board for conversation and have everyone weigh in on it.
You want to make a motion for purpose of discussion and then we can go from there? Or
sure.
Okay.
I move to recommend to the Village Board passing an ordinance entitled an ordinance providing for the compensation and reimbursement of the Village President of the Village of Orland Park, Cook and Will Counties, Illinois.
Go ahead.
For purposes of a discussion, I'll second it.
Right.
Any discussion from committee members?
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Calandrillo.
I just feel like since it is of the full board decision, and I feel like I would either support sending it to the full board on May the 15th, so then the full board can have a discussion about it as a discussion item. That's just my personal feeling that it should be a full board discussion and where we could talk about all the issues that Trustee Garrett brought up.
Yeah, I think. Well, based on what Trustee Garrett has said, too, that that's kind of what she's thinking, that she wants to go to the whole board.
April.
My thoughts are this, that I checked with the clerk's office President Peacock was sworn in on May 15th, giving him full year to let us observe the effectiveness of our ordinance on the position of village president, which, as we all know, was amended back in the fall of 2016, would put it to the next board meeting after the one-year mark would be May 21st. So my thought would be, if we're going to send it to the board with no recommendation, which is, I think, what I just heard, that we would send it to the board effective the board meeting on May 21st. Is that what we're, is that what you were thinking?
I was
the 15th is the anniversary date, but there's no board meeting that night. So the next board meeting would be the 21st.
Is there a reason we can't do it April 16th?
Well, the only reason my thought was it's a lot easier to have all seven members of the board weigh in on their opinion of the ordinance as amended in 2016, and once a year has gone by, which won't happen until May 15th, and the next board meeting after that would be May 21st. That was my only thought. Trustee Calandro, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I think it should be a regular meeting. If you did the 16th,
it is a regular meeting.
No, I'm saying, I think, did you ask for?
The 16th is the next board meeting.
Oh, you mean the next board meeting of April. I would prefer to have a discussion after a full year of talking about it. I think it also needs to be a full board discussion. So that's just my preference.
Well, it sounds like we all agree that it should be a full board discussion. Is that?
Absolutely.
Am I getting this down? Okay. And then it sounds like I prefer it to go a year, which would put it to May 21st. Is what's your preference?
I would prefer to just give it a full year.
And Trustee Gere, you'd rather have it go ASAP itself?
To me, I don't see where a couple of weeks is going to make any difference. But if there's two that wish that, then I will go along with you, the majority.
Okay. Would you rather withdraw the motion as presented and we can do a second motion, or do you want to just have to go to a vote on an A and then have a second motion? What's your preference since it's your motion?
No, let's withdraw the motion then.
All right. Do we have a new motion then to refer this ordinance to the full village board on May 21st?
Yeah, or should we just send it on without a recommendation for the full board on
right.
the 21st?
And we keep it off the consent agenda as well. We'll go
exactly.
to the full
yeah,
agenda.
I don't. That's not my intent for it
okay.
to be in consent.
So is that your motion? To
that is my motion to move it.
Forward this to the board on the May 21st board meeting?
Without okay. a recommendation.
And without a recommendation.
Without a recommendation and for discussion only, or for actually a vote on that day?
On that day, I would say let's go for a vote.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to clarify so we know.
And do you second that?
I do second that.
Okay. Any questions or comments from the audience? Any other questions or comments from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we'll be back at 7 o'clock, folks.
Compensation.